Erev Shabbat. The time is short. We do have a doubleheader this week. We don't have enough time to talk about both parashiyot. And my contract only says I have to talk about one parasha. So I will choose to talk about Matot, in keeping in line with the wording. Rabotai, Parashat Matot over here talks about a war. There was a war that was fought in the beginning of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, there's a discussion of a potential war. Parasha starts with a war, an actual war, and then we'll discuss a war that Moshe Rabbeinu stipulated with Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Certain words in the parasha that repeat themselves over and over again. When you see words that repeat themselves over and over again in the parasha, that must mean that is a key theme of the parasha. Well, if you open up in the parasha, it talks about that the Jews had to take a revenge against Midian. Nekom nekmat b'nei Yisrael met Midianim. We know what they did. That's what Bil'am and all the Zonot, the girls of Midian, terrible plague ensued. So Moshe Rabbeinu says now it's time to settle the score. So if you look in the Pasuk, you have over here Pasuk Gimal, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Gimal. The Pasuk says, Vaydaber Moshe el Ha'am, Lemor, Hehaletzu Me'itechem Anashim Latzaba. Hehaletzu. Okay, Maze Hehaletzu. But whatever it means, that's what they had to do. They had to make a haletzu. Not a halitza, that's a procedure that you make with a lady that her husband passes away. This is a haletzu me'itechem anashim latzava. Furthermore, you keep on reading the parasha, Erev Lamateh, they take 1,000 per tribe. Pasukheh, vayimaseru malfei Erev Lamateh, shemaseru halutzeh saba. Again, halutzeh saba. They're not just called 1,000 people in the army. They're called in the army of halutzeh saba. Okay, what is halutzeh? It's halutzeh, second time that's written. Where else is it written, this halutzeh? At the end of the parasha, when we get to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, if you go to Perek Lamed Bet, here you see this a lot of times. Go to Lamed Bet, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, we want to stay on the other side of the Jordan. We want to live in Transjordan. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu come along and tell them? What do you mean? He has a whole discussion with them. So if you open up the Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Va'anachnu nechaletz hoshin. Again, nechaletz. We're going to be nechaletz. We're going to be nechaletz hoshin. Lefne b'nei Yisrael. Go to the next Pasuk. Or go to the Pasuk Lamed Bet Tet Zayin. You see it written a few times. Pasukha, Vayom Radei Moshe, Im Ta'asur Dabar Zeh, Im Tehaletzu Nefne Hashem. A lot of times, I don't know, for one word that I don't even know what it means, to be written so many times in the parasha is definitely telling. Pasukha, Chavzayin, Va'abadecha Ya'abdu Kol Halut Saba. Again, Chav Zayin, it says it again. Halut Saba. Pasuk Chav Tet. Vayomer Moshe Aleihem. Im Ya'avru B'nei Gad U'B'nei Reuven Etechem Et Hayaden Kol Halutz La Melchama. Lamed, v'im lo yavru halutzim etechem. I don't know what this is. Lamed bet, nachnu na'avor halutzim. By the way, a lot of times for one word, that again, we don't know what it even means. So what is going on in this? Well, let's try to get what the word means. So that she over here, by the way, very very nice. That she in Perek Lamed Aleph in the first time it's written in the Perasha in Pasugimal, he tells you what Hechalutzu is. He tells what it is. Ketargumo. He says, look at the Targum. Why making us work for this word? They're making us work. Just tell us what it is. Oh, so the Targum says, "Umalil Moshe Ma'amal Le'Memar Zerizu Halitzu Zerizu." Zerizu means be Zerizut with speed, with alacrity. But then as she says, "Lashon Halutzes Hava Mezuyanim." Aha, Mezuyanim. Mezuyanim means girded with arm yourself. Mezuyanim. You have to be girded with ammunition. Who said that? She quotes Targumo, Zirizim, and then he says, Lashon Halutze Saba Mezuyanim. It's from the Sefri. Mezuyanim. Okay. Although, and then when you go to, I guess, Benegar and Bene Reuven, they're going to come along and say the same thing. You know, oh, we're going to go with ammunition, and we're going to go zirizim, we're going to go make this war, we're going to fight. Look at Rashi, by the way. Rashi in Dibura Matchil Yud in the Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ba'anachnu nechaletz hushim, that's Benegar and Benei Reuven talking, nizdayen. Dayen, we're going to go with Klei Zayin. Or nizdarez, he gives both, behidim. Like he said in the beginning of the parasha. Okay, that's a simple explanation. So now I know what Nehalets. Nehalets means we're going to go like good soldiers, Bizrizut, Bichli Zayin, and we're going to go and fight. Okay, although, Rabotai, that's quite obvious. What did we think? They're not going to have ammunition. What Moshe Rabbeinu has to tell them, Rabotai, we're going to go fight Midian. What is he supposed to tell them? Leave your munitions home? Just take your dukes, take your fists with you? What does it mean? Don't forget your guns. Common sense, we're going to war over here. And Benegar Bnei Reuven, they come along and say, oh, yeah, we're gonna take our guns. We're taking our munitions with us. This is pshat. That's what it is. Pshat is pshat. I'm not arguing on the pshat. I'm just, you know, saying that there has to be something deeper than that. And anyway, what is the word? I didn't know that. I'm not an expert in language. We have to open, I guess we have to get to have a Hirsch Chumash here, Rabotai, and we have to see what the root word of lachlots. I mean, we have a halitza. Halitza means to take off, to remove. Over here, it's adabah, not to remove. It means to put on the munitions. Put on the ammunition. Or b'halitza means to take off the shoe. I don't understand anything that's going on. Where does it say else, the word b'halitzu? By tzara'at. B'halitzu et ha'abanim. When there's a tzara'at on the wall, so the Torah comes along and says, they come in and demolish. Remove the stones. B'halitzu et ha'abanim. So we're getting warm here. I see halitzu means to remove. And then I come to this parasha, and it doesn't mean to remove. Put on your army clothes. Put on your gear. Put on your ammunitions. Halitzu. By the way, maybe over here means when Moshe. What do I know? Maybe when it says "Vaydaber Moshe la'am nemore halitzu mitechem," maybe it means take off your shoes. I don't know what it means. Halitzu. Take off your shut your cell phones. I know what halitzu means over here. By the way, on the opposite, I hate to do this to you. I know, because nobody cares about the words. I know nobody cares about the words and the dikduk. Everybody just came to hear derashot and all that. But I care about the words because I cannot say a derash unless I understand what the words are. Then I can't get the second base. I can't even have to bunt first before I get on base. Over here, Torah says by halitza. You know that situation? Torah says halitza et na'alo. I know what you know. You know better than me. Oh, take off the shoe. Who says? Who said? Maybe he put on the shoe. What do I know? Maybe learn halitza from over here. And just like halitza means to put on, maybe halitza by the shoe means to put on the shoe. How did they know over there that it meant to take off the shoe? Stop the question. I don't go, no, because Rabbi, we learned in second grade that's how halitza is done. Okay, how did your Rebbe in second grade know it? Maybe halitza ne'alo means put on the shoe. Anyway, I'm not saying anything so brilliant about it. It's a Gemara Yibamu. We did it in the Daf Yomi 7 years ago. I forgot it from then, but nonetheless, the Gemara Yibamu Daf Kuf Bet. Gemara Yibamu Daf Kuf Bet. V'chaletza ne'alo me'al raglo. Mishlafu. Ah, mishlaf. To remove. Dichti v'chaletzu et abanim. Beautiful. So it found the mekor that it needs to take off, just like by the stones of the mitzora. V'chaletzu et abanim. Asher ba'em anega. Ah, ve'ema ziruzehu. Maybe it means to be zariz, to do something positive. Dichtiv, hechaletzu me'etechem anashim la'tzaba. Our parasha, hechaletzu. Atam nameh, shilufem me'beta le'kareba. Over there, it also means to remove. Remove yourselves from your home and go fight. Shilufem me'beta, remove yourself from the house, the karaba. Oh, so the Gemara's interpretation of a halitzu means to remove. Okay, Rashi is coming to explain Peshuto Shel Mikra, but we have a Gemara now. We're getting warm now. So halitzu all over the Torah means to remove. Remove the shoe, remove the rocks, and before you go to war, remove yourself from your house. Oh, because I thought you're going to take your house with you when you enter the war. That's what I thought. They have to take the house with you. So the Torah has to come and say, no. Leave the house. How come Moshe? You're not helping us here today. Over here, it's coming to Davi. Shilufim b'beta. Oh, we have to leave the house. I thought we were going to do this virtually, like they do in Tallahassee. They fight the wars in Iraq on the computers in the house. They push the button and the bomb goes off in Iraq. Say, no, this is not a virtual war. There's not going to be fought in your house, in the basement, in the bunker. There's going to be fought outside the house. At least we've accomplished one thing. Consistency in the shonot. And we learned a new word today. That lachlotz means to remove. To remove a shoe, to remove stones, and to remove a soldier from his house in order to go fight a war. Fair so far? Beautiful. Chazak baruch. Rabotai, there is a very, very, very important rule that Harambam brings when it comes to fighting wars. I know most of our members don't fight wars. Once in a while, you get into a spat with your mother-in-law from here to time to time. But we're not talking about those type of wars. We're talking about the wars of Bnei Yisrael against their enemies. Harambam is in Hilchot Melachim. Hilchot Melachim, Perek Zayin. Halakha tetvav. This is a very important klal in wars. Mi ya'ish hayare v'racha levav kemashma. Oh, okay. U'me'achar shi'yikanes adam b'keshrei ha'milchama. When a person enters the keshrei milchama, the war, yisha'en al mikveh Yisrael u'moshi'o. He has to put his faith totally in mikveh Yisrael u'moshi'o, in the Redeemer of Israel, b'et zara v'yeda. Shall Yehud Hashem u'oseh milchama? You're fighting the war on Yehud Hashem. V'yasim nashom b'chapo v'lo yira v'lo yifached v'lo yachshov lo b'ishto v'lo b'banav. Oh, I'm an alien. Lo b'ishto, don't think about your wife, don't think about your children, don't think about nothing. Ela yimahez zichram b'libo. You have to erase all yimahez zichram. Erase their memories at the time of the war. And what are you thinking about? Liyifne mikol davar lemilchama. And what are you thinking in the war? V'chol nilcham v'chol libo b'lo fachad v'tiyeh kavanato lekadesh et Hashem. I'm looking at kavana. It's halambam. When a guy goes out to war, there's rules. That's time. Hold your gun this way, hold your gun that way, make sure you put on your helmet. I'm not telling you that all the time. I'm telling you, you must go with kavanot. And what's the kavanot? V'kol nilcham v'chol libo b'tiyeh kavanato lekadesh et Hashem b'libo. That's the only kavanah. Muftach lo shelo yimatzeh nezek. He will not have any nezek, no damage. V'lo tagi'u ra'ah. Nothing will happen. So unbelievable. So he's giving you the, there was a war, there was a book written by one of the Chinese, The Art of War. Remember that, The Art of War? He's giving now the art of Jewish wars. The art of Jewish wars is Bilti Lashem Lebado, only Lashem Shamayim, no other kavanot, and remove everything away from the. So before they went out to war, they had to make an announcement. Shut off your cell phones in the middle of the war. You have to forget everybody. You start answering texts in the middle of the war, like they're doing. Listen, remember that war is not like prayer. Amidah, okay, prayer. Listen, you have to separate. And then when you're talking to God, okay, that's not war. That's, you have to be in touch. You can't shut your telephone. Maybe somebody's going to text you. Maybe there's going to be a flash sale in the store. And how are you going to know if you're not going to look it up? You have to be up to date. But in war, no, you got to shut your cell phones, disconnect from everything, and connect. L'shem Shamayim. Stand up, just disconnect. That's sun merah. Maaseh tov, kavana. And if the kavana has for shalom is tainted, it can affect the outcome of the war. That's what Rambam says. If has for shalom, the guy is not 100% lekadesh et Hashem. The golden language of the Rambam, Rabotai. Very, very excited when I see this Rambam over here. Yisha'en al mikveh Yisrael. V'tiyeh kavanato lekadesh et Hashem bilvad. Bilvad. Exclusively. Hazak Baruch, Jacob. Which means, a guy comes and says, 99% lekadesh et Hashem, and one, hey listen, I want to show off, I shoot a gun, I show my friends I'm a bully, I'm a strong guy. Finish, isn't that bilvad? Which means you have to remove yourself totally from the whole inyan. It's nothing to do about you, Rabbi. It's nothing to do. You have to remove yourself from the whole war. It's all about Hashem. No ulterior motives, no alternate ideas, no agendas. Shem Shamayim. And if a person has bilvad, Harambam says, and I quote again, Muftahlo, Shelo Yimsa Nezek. By the way, this might be the hardest condition of war, by the way. This was the easiest said than done. If it's a reader, Rambam, we can read it all day long. But that's why, now you know why, whenever we fight Jewish wars, why they're looking for the top guys, for the tzaddikim, for the asidim, for the guys that, because you're dealing over here with a high level over here. They understood it. Oh, so comes over here, amazing thing here. This war that they went to fight against Midian, militarily, is an easy war. It's an easy war, by the way. Not such a hard war, by the way. Militarily, I'm told. Strategically, B'nai said they knocked off much greater nations than Midian. Midian's not known for their, you have Og, Sihon. They knocked them off like nothing. But this one might be the most difficult of all wars. To Hazak Baruch, for the Lashem Shamayim element, to focus Bilti Lashem Nebadu without any other motives over here. Which means why? The power of the Shaliyah comes from where? From the Meshaleiach, from the one that sends it. Shiluchot Shel Adam Kemoto. When you send the shaliyah, you might as well be dead, because the shaliyah is not going to do it. Shaliyahim don't usually do the. That's why it says shiluchos shel adam kemoto. It's like you're dead. Do it yourself, kemoto. Finish. If you don't do it yourself, it's not going to get done. You tell somebody to do it for you, come back. Did you do it? Okay, I'm busy. He's busy. You should order that people to. Do it yourself. Don't tell somebody. Once you delegate it, it's not going to get done. I did, you do it wrong. They come back, I did it. You did it wrong. I told you to put in my checking account. You put in the savings account. You messed up the whole thing. And the, all the checks bounced. Should order that people to. But so really, it means what? That the shaliach is like the mishaleach. It's unbelievable. He takes on the koach of the mishaleach. So whatever kavanot the mishaleach has, he invests it into the shaliach. Over here, who's the one that's going to say nikom? Who's the one that say go fight Midyan, Moshe? This is Moshe Rabbeinu, the one that's doing this over here. Vaydaber Moshe la'am. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the people. Now, you know how difficult this was for Moshe Rabbeinu? Nothing's difficult, but it was a challenge. Why? Because he knows that after this war is done, it's over for Moshe. God told him, you're going to fight this war and then you die. That means his life is hinged on the war. Of course, if Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to extend his life, he could have said, Botai, put it on the to-do list. We're going to fight Midyan. Remind me in 20 years from now, we have to do this over here. And then we'll reassess if we should wait another 20 years. And as long as he delays the Midyan war, he lives. Okay, we don't suspect Moshe Rabbeinu Hatzlachta for doing that, by the way. That was never a suspicion by anybody that Moshe is going to delay. There's a mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu's only concern. However, the challenge of Moshe is to be 100% Neshem Shamayim and not to think for a second, I'm going to die because of this. I'm going to die because of this. So he has to remove himself totally from the equation. But if he says to the Rabotai, we're going to go fight, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I don't care. But if they look at this, they do a sonogram on Moshe, they say, you're right, 99% you didn't care. 1% you care. You did care. You're a human being, you care that you're going to die. Then that's Levadot, not Levadot. It has to be Shem Shamayim or anything. But if you say, no, 100%, I'm doing it Shem Shamayim. But you know, listen, I'm a human being. I'm doing it, the Maaseh. But you know. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, for this to work. So the power has to be in the Mishaleach to remove any nigi'ut or any side effects, negative effects that can come out of it. I'm doing it as if I'm not a part of it. It's nothing about me. I don't know my life is dependent on it, not dependent. I'm removed from the situation. Once already Moshe Rabbeinu can remove himself from the situation, he's the Mishaleach. Now he can demand from the soldiers, you have to remove yourself as well. You remove yourself as well. Don't think about me. Don't think about me. Don't say, I'm doing it, but I feel better. We have to do this. I feel better. This is going to kill Moshe. God told you to do it. Forget about anything else. God told you to do it. Lebado, like the Rambam says. Moshe, I'm doing it. I'm already removed. And if I'm... You ever see what they say at a wedding? With the power invested in me in the state of New York, I now... Ever do that? I do that sometimes when I do the ketubah. Hey, can just sketch around with them. Because you have some secular people over there, you know, after they sign the Ketubah, I say, Rabotai, with the power invested in me in the state of New York, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may not kiss the bride. Nothing, the guy's ready to kiss the bride. Because he's watching all these movies his whole life. You may kiss the bride. Hey, slow down. You may not kiss the bride. It's not till after. Anyway, so
why, Rabotai. Why do they have to tell him that?
Because they're going to fight a war.
No, but that his life depended on it. That's.
Why do I have to know that? Hazak Baruch. Why even tell him that? That's the whole key. Hazak Baruch would be Yaakov. Next time, sing the question. Once you hear ready.
One, two,
three
weeks.
Three weeks. No, each guy's his cohort. So now, unbelievable. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, listen, we're going to fight this war. I says, I already worked on myself. But now you have to work on yourself as well from the Koah of the Mishaleach. So what does the Hadush Yarim say? How gorgeous. He reads the Pasuk, Vaydaber Moshe La'am Lemor. Vaydaber is Lashon Kasha. Pasuk Gimal, honey. Lamed Aleph Gimal. Vaydaber is Lashon Kasha. Because this is Lashon Kasha. This is, we call that a tall order. Vaydaber, it's a lashon kasha. It's a tall request. And what is the request? Hehalitzu mi'itechem You have to remove yourselves. You have to remove yourselves. And therefore, if you remove yourselves, then anashim la saba. Then you're considered anashim tzaddikim, worthy of the saba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Unbelievable hadushim of the hadusharim. You have to take yourself out of the equation. Once already you have an ulterior motive, or you have a factor, or you have the key of this war is, and Moshe Rabbeinu could talk. The Mishnah, he did it. Don't let my death, don't let any factors over here, what people are going to say, what the public. You have to remove the mi'itechem. The personal, exactly. You have to take any personal motives or agenda. But wait, then? Oh, you know what the result will be that if you do that? V'yihyu al midyan. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev says. Mas v'yihyu al midyan, you'll be above midyan. And then why? What's the key? What's the objective? Latet nikmat Hashem. Bimidyan. That's the okay. This has to be pure, unadulterated nikmat Hashem. But if it's 98 nikmat Hashem and 2% of additives, 2% of additives, then already it's not nikmat Hashem anymore, it's nikmat Hashem plus, or it's nikmat Hashem minus. 2% you're preoccupied about, yeah, haram, we have to do this. You know, haram, we have to do this. We're going to kill Moshe. I said, you're not really thinking about Hashem in that 2%. So therefore, halitzu mi'itechem, that is an unbelievable. Now, so Rabbi Yaakov asked, why does he have to tell him that? Why does he have to let them know that his death, make it easy. Don't put, by telling them that his death is dependent, makes it more difficult.
So how do you expect them to get there?
Right. It makes it more difficult. Remove this item. Don't complicate something when you don't have to complicate it. But let me tell you about the tzaddikim, Rabotai. The tzaddikim, they love to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu when it's complicated. The whole key is not only to avoid the Yetzer Hara by the Tzaddikim. That's what I'm telling you a big Hadush. The Tzaddikim, it's not inyan to avoid necessarily the Yetzer Hara, but it's to take the Yetzer Hara and overcome it, and to conquer it. Exactly. It says, Ezo HaGibur HaKovesh. It doesn't say Ezo HaGibur HaBoreyah. Ezo HaGibur, run away. No, by the way, don't be a gibur. For us, boreya. I'm talking about tzaddikim. For the regular bourgeoisie like ourselves, ezo a gibur, a boreya means. So don't even put your... We said every day, lo di nisayon. Ve lo di bizayon. I don't want to be tested. But the great tzaddikim, that they reach levels which is ezo a gibur. I made a diuk in the Mishnah. Ezo a gibur must mean that there's two types of giburim. If you're asking which one is the real gibur, it must be there's two options here. So the Mishnah is asking, ezo a gibur, which is the real gibur? Is it the Gibor HaBoreyah? Or is it the Gibor HaKovesh? Oh, but the guy who's Boreyah is also a Gibor, don't get me wrong. But the real Gibor, Ezo HaGibor that we're talking about over here, is the Kovei. With the Yetzer Hara, he's able to... I'll give you an example, just so you get clarity better. Rabotai, I'd like to give you clarity now. You remember Avraham Avinu? God tells him, Lech lecha me'atzecha molatecha bet abicha la'arz asher al'echa. And the pasuk, God says, go over there, go to, leave your father's there. And God says over here, after God tells him to do it, what does the pasuk say? Vayelech Avraham kasher retzivato. He went, he did it. Oh, Hazak, he did it. Why, he do it, he wasn't going to do it. God tells him to go. And the pasuk says, "Vayasked Moshe." Moshe, Rabotai, we read Bereshit long time ago. I forgot the pasuk. Bring me Bereshit over here. Bring me the pasukim, Rabotai. You have a Bereshit there, Tomer?
Yes.
Okay. I'll find it. Where is that parasha? Ah, Zachar Baruch. Lech. Pasuk. וילך אברהם כאשר דיבר אליו אדוני. Unbelievable. Because he thought he wasn't going to go, but he went. Avraham Avinu. So the tzaddikim say it like this. God tells Avraham, Lech lecha lehana'atcha v'letumatcha. It's to your benefit to go. Lehana'atcha. What's your benefit? Over here, you're not going to have children. Over there, you're going to have children. Over here, you're not going to be famous. Over there, you're going to be famous. Over there, you're not going to be rich. Over there, you're going to be rich. So basically, what's God telling him? Go over there, for money, you're going to be rich, and you'll be famous. Who's not going to go? Who's not going to go? You know what the hadush over here is? The greatness is, why did Abraham go? Because Hashem told him. He was able to remove the hana'atcha, but God said, I'm going to make it difficult for you. I'm putting the hana'atcha in front of you. I don't want you to be boreya. You're a kodesh. Hey, here's the enemy, right? Hana'atcha, right there in front of you. Now, the pasuk says, what motivated Abraham to go? So you say, well, 99% was God said, but the flus also, isn't it? We'll die. Flus is flus. So the pasuk says, Vayelech Avram ka'asher diber elav Adonai. That's it. Lech lecha. Period. If you did a sonogram on Avram's brain, you'd see no more, not money, not faith. So why God tell him? That's the whole thing. The kvosh. That's the whole thing. The tzaddikim. They work on a much. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu Adam is telling the people, high level. Understand that?
Yeah, but
for them. For them. No. Dor HaMidbar. Dor HaMidbar. Not us. Dor HaMidbar. Anashim. Tzaddikim.
Even for them.
These are students of Moshe Rabbeinu.
But your questioning is hard for him. Then you say, you know what? Besides him, let's put on more.
That's a good Rebbe. Right. He runs the Talmidim. He holds what the Talmidim want. Listen, nobody knows the Talmidim better than the Rebbe, yeah? So Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to say, knows what's capable of the Talmidim to do, what's not capable. That you have to say, assume, yeah, correct? So Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do, he says, Babotai, gam atem. Atem, gam atem, rabot shlo hakem.
Even for them, it was a nisayon. For them, they knew.
That's the point. Remove that. Now, watch. I saw a beautiful... beautiful derash on this. They want to say a derash. You ever see the? Remember we learned this in Daf Yomi. In Daf Yomi, we learned in Masechet Shavuot that there's two types of Shavuot. One is lehara, and one is lehetiv. So the Gemara says, what is lehara? That you make a shivua lo ochal. Right? Shivua, I will not eat. That's lahara. Shivua lehetiv, ochal, I will eat. Good? So the tzaddikim say, it's much easier to be a tzaddik lehara than to be a tzaddik lehetiv. Which means, tzaddik lahara, don't eat. How about fasting? But to eat and to be a tzaddik, le'etim, you're in Yetzirah, you're playing with Yetzirah already. And still to overcome it, much harder. So they found the pasuk in the book of Yirmiyah. Here it is. This is unbelievable pasuk in Yirmiyah. The pasuk in Yirmiyah is like this. For Perek Dalid, pasuk habet. Hachamim hema lehara ulhetiv lo yada'u. It's easy to be a hacham lehara. Lo ochal. However, ulhetiv, to be a tzaddik and hacham lehetiv, ochal, lo yada'u. Not everybody knows how to do that. Because now you're playing with the yetzer hara. It's much easier to be a boreach than a kovesh. Now again, I'm not recommending us to be kofshim. Not recommending. We're not on, I agree with you, I'd be Yaakov. If you see the Yetzer Hara, don't say, oh, okay, I'm ready. I'm fine. You stay there, I'm running away. But the tzaddikim, they get to a certain level. Hazak Baruch, David HaMelech, Bahanini Ben Aseni. Exactly. That's a perfect example. He wants to be in the ring with it. I want to simply by David.
The guy who knocked on the door of the Rebbe.
Hazak Baruch. Hazak Baruch. There's stories for everything. Rabotai. Hehalitzu me'etechem. Remove yourselves from the equation. I once saw a beautiful pshat. You know the law, the hametz. You know the hametz. They say represents the yetzer hara. So we have to burn the hametz. And the matzah represents what? Yetzer hatov. That's what they say. You get rid of the hametz, eat the matzah. So I saw a beautiful explanation that you're only able to make matzah from something that can become hametz. Which means the Yetzirah has to be shayach over it. The Yetzirah Tov only has value when there's no chimutz there bechlad. Which means, kumesh the guy. What's better in a war? It's to take the Yetzirah and bring him with you, not to shoot the enemy. Bring him as a captive. Bring him as a captive. And therefore, with the Yetzirah there, with the hametz, it has to be shayach hametz to make matzah. That's what it is. Oh. There's a famous Hatam Sofer, Botai. Anybody getting bar mitzvah this week? We'll say a derasha for the bar mitzvah boys. There's a derasha that we love to say from the Hatam Sofer. Legabe, the mitzvah of tefillin. What's the mitzvah of tefillin? So we put on tefillin shel yad. We put on tefillin. What's the symbolism of what tefillin shel tefillin shemosh? So the Hatam Sofer says that the Yetzer Hara, according to the Kabbalah, lives in the left ventricle of the heart. Okay. If you want a point, where does the Yetzer Hara live? The left ventricle. Why? Doctor, you'll confirm it. The left ventricle is the part of the heart that pumps the blood into the body. It comes in from the right and pumps from the left. Ki adamu ha-nefesh. The blood. It's hot-blooded. That's where the Yetzirah lies. That's where they don't want you to eat blood. And they have enough blood. Want to eat more blood now? Ki adamu ha-nefesh. Nefesh bahamit. So therefore, the left ventricle, that's pumping the Yetzirah into the body.
On the left side?
The left side.
That's
why? Hashamnu. Hashamnu. Left ventricle. Hazak Baruch. But the tefillin, he says, is what? Every morning, you get up in the morning, you have to fight the Yetzer Hara. So first, you have to conquer the Yetzer. So what do? You tie him down. The Yetzer Hara is like a wild animal. So you have to lasso him in. You know, you ever see you go to the rodeo? So in the morning, what do? You tie him down over here. But let's, where does the box tefillin sit? Right on the left ventricle. And it says in the Kesekot Sukkah, Hatam Shabbat says, the Yetzer has seven names. So therefore, it's seven kirichot, kotar izal, you're tying him down, each connect, whatever he's this, he's called for the seven different battalions that the Yetzirah has, every morning you go to war when you put the tefillin on, and you put the tefillin on, so then you got the Yetzirah. Now what? Now it's not enough to be kodesh the Yetzirah, you got him, he's done. Now, sumer, abasetov. Now all day long, he's going to keep the Yetzirah down, now you got him down, go do something. Tefillin shel rosh. Put the tefillin shirosh, the neshama is over here. So you put the tefillin shirosh on, so merab aseto. That's the way he says deeper. He says something amazing. He says, okay, now you got the yetzer. The first level is you conquered the yetzer. Hazak Baruch, you got rid of him. Listen, he's dead. That's level for the regular guys. Ezra Givor, not the Kobesh even, but you got rid of him, you killed him. Now, what did you do? You tied him down, he can't breathe, he suffocated the guy. The Mekubalim write, this we saw in the Kaba Yashar, brings it down as well. He says, Tefillin Shelosh does something else. You know, the Tefillin Shelosh, the two sheens, the right side and the left side. What's the sword of the two sheens of the Tefillin Shelosh? The Kaba Yashar said, the goal of the tzaddikim is after they were dohe the yetzer, now take the yetzer back as you're going to serve a kadosh baruch hu b'shnei yetzerecha b'yetzer tov b'yetzer hara and be kodeshim, which means with the yetzer in front of you, the higher level, and you're able to beat him up. Sheen is how much, by the way? Sheen is 300. Hazak Baruch. The same exact gematria as the word Yetzer. Yetzer, Yud, Tzadi, Resh is 300. The Tefillin Shel Rosh is the Sheen, Sheen. Is the Yetzer Tov on the right side and Yetzer Hara on the left side. Which means you're bringing it up now to the higher level. The first level is get rid of it. Second, bring it, come in. First level is I run out of the ring. I don't want to touch you, to see the guy. Now come out, I'll kill you. Not kill in front of you. So then when God tells Abraham, I'm putting the Yetzer Hara in front of you. La'ana'atcha. Abraham says, no problem, la'ana'atcha. Kashi di Hashem. The answer is, how can it be? I'm standing right here, la'ana'atcha. I'm standing in front of you, dangling the money in front of you. I'm dangling the fame. I'm dangling the honor. And what does Abraham Avinu say? With all that, Kashi di Hashem. That's the tzaddikim of Ayin Madrega. And that's why the Hatam Sofer says, how many vavs are on the sheens? You have three on one.
Four on the
other. Oh, seven. Which is the seven straps that you use to... You take that now and put the seven... You're elevating it now. The seven that you were docheh, now you're taking the seven and you're elevating it to say, Adraba, this is the fight. It's a high level. Where does he say all this? It's amazing. Adusha. He found an amazing midrash. Look at this pasuk over here when they went out to the war of Midian. What does the pasuk say? Pasuk says, oh, the midrash. I have it in front of me. And midrash is not in the common place. It's in Shira Shirim. Here we go, Dr. Shira Shirim. This is your item. The Midrash says in Shir HaShirim, "Vayimaseru ma'alfei Yisrael elef lamateh." He sent out the soldiers. Amar Rav Hanina ben Yitzhak. Hold on to your seats. Shelo hikdim ehad mehem tefillin shel rosh letefillin shel yad. That's the Midrash. All these soldiers, he asked them, "Anybody, you put a tefillin?" Like Chabad, put on tefillin today? Yeah, put on tefillin. Did anybody ever put the shir rosh before the shir yad? No, we always put the yad before. Ah, halacha baruch. She'ilu ekdim ehad mem tefillin shir rosh, tefillin shir yad, lo haya Moshe meshabeham. This is on Midian. The Melchemet Midian. Explanation is, Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, these are high level. It's a high level. You can't get the Tefillin Shel Rosh to be Kovesh the Yesed unless first you do it. No, you can start with that. So Rabotai, only the people are ready that was Zochet to Dohed the Yesed. Now you want to get to the higher level. Because over here now we ask, I'm bringing in a big test here. I'm going to tell you to be 100% Lashem Shamayim, where it's quite difficult to be Lashem Shamayim because my life is dependent on it. Tefillin Shel Yad comes first, then Tefillin Shel Rosh. And then he says, if you have that Madrega, no problem. But im lo, lo ayu olim misham l'shalom. They would not have come back in peace. Why? Because they would have fell. Because the Rambam says you have to have bilti l'hashem l'bado. What happens to cover l'hashem shamayim? That's the sword of the Tefillin in this world here.
So you have to tone him down before you can defeat
him. Hazak Baruch. First, get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Which means, when you're 15 years old, when you're 20 years old, when you're 30 years old, then at a certain level you can come at tzaddik, you tell the Yetzer Hara, Baruch Abba, I kill you. What's the matter with you? I kill you. La'na'atcha. The tzaddikim are above, Lo'ayim Madregot. They elevate the Yetzer through eating, through sleeping, through... It's much, like I said, it's much easier to be a tzaddik lehara than a thief. What, in his ring? Again, not for us. Okay, good. That's the first rule. The first war, Rabotai, is very important for the second war. Because the second war is a big hadush over here. The second war is a big hadush. Let's go read the story over here. Amazing, amazing hadush here, Rabotai. B'nei Gad and B'nei Reuven, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going in Pasuk, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk. Pasuk. פסוק ה', פרק למד ויאמרו, אם מצאנו חן בעיניך, יותן את הארץ הזאת לעבדיך לעוזה. We want this piece of land over here. אל תעבירנו את הירדן. We don't want to cross the Jordan. משה רבנו, when he hears this, what do you mean you don't want to cross the Jordan? You don't want to cross the Jordan. Moshe Rabbeinu starts to scream at them, what are you doing? Hey, Meragelim, take two. Hey, Meragelim, part two, the sequel. Meragelim, the sequel. Tarbut Ra'abed, culture. After he gives them a tremendous musar, so Benegar and Benerubin, they re-clarify their position. How special? We didn't intend not to go fight. Of course we're going to go fight. Now listen to what they say. After the rebuke, finish the rebuke, go back. Look at the pasuk over here. Perek lamed bet pasuk tet zay. Vayigeshu elav vayomeru. Gedrot son nebnen lemeknenu po v'arim letapenu. V'anaru nechalet chushim. Oh, we're gonna go fight. We're gonna go fight. Nehalets again. Nehalets, what we learned is what? We're going to remove ourselves from any negiot. We're going to remove ourselves. We want to remove ourselves from any ulterior motives. Now, look at the next pasuk. Lo nashuv el batenu. We won't return home ad hitnachel b'nei Yisrael until we finish conquering and we finish dividing. Ki lo ninhal itam me'er b'leden b'hal'ah. Ki ba'a nahalatenu elenu. What does those words mean? Ki ba'a nahalatenu elenu. They're making the deal now. We're going to fight. We're going to stay there. We do. Ki ba'a, she says, kevar kibalnuha be'ever mizrahi. Wow. They're coming on telling Moshe, listen, we're going to go fight, but we want Ibn Hayarden. We got it already. It's ours. We want it now. Kibah, what are they talking about? They're telling Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how you talk to Moshe Rabbeinu. Stipulate Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to go, we want it now. Kibah, it's ours now. By the way, the Ramban doesn't like this language. The Ramban comes along and says, Ve'enenu hagun shiyedabiru ken lifnei Moshe. Kivar kebanuha. Belongs to us. You thought Moshe where it belongs to? Ki enenu biyadam. They don't own it yet. About Britsono Hadavar Talui. Moshe will tell them if it belongs to them or not. How did they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, Kiba'a nahalatenu, kibar kibalnuha? That was already. I mean, they're good dealers. They're already putting a little pressure. That's ours already. We're not talking about that. It belongs to us already. We're just adding it. We're going to go fight. At times of business, something amazing. Rabotai, you don't think B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven heard the story of what happened with the Melhamed Midyan? Of course they heard. They know the rules of war. To fight a war, you have to be L'shem Shamayim, Halitzu, remove yourself. So they came along and they said, you know what? Anachnu na'avur halutzim. We want to be here. We want to remove ourselves. You know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a way to do this. We have a way to do it. If you're going to make a stipulation and tell us, if you fight, you get the land.
They can't do it.
They can't do it. Because we're going to be fighting to get the land. We're not going to be fighting the Shem Shamayim. We can't do it. Yes, yes. So therefore, we want to be halutz. We want to remove us. You know how to give you halutz? Exactly. Kibah nachalatenu. You got to give it to us. Unconditionally. So it's off the table. It's off the table. It's off the table. Take that off the table. Kibah nachalatenu. Kevar kebanuha. Do Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't hear what they say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, you only say because you know the story of Midyan. You know the story. You have to be Hashem Shamayim. And if you remember the story of Midyan, what was the whole key of the Midyan? Not to make it easy. Hazak Baruch. Not to make it easy. On the contrary. Lift yourself with the Yetzer. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes back. Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and he tells them, ויאמר להם משה, אם תעשו לי את הדבר הזה, if you do what I tell you, אם תחלצו לפני השם. Same exact thing happened in the parasha. I'm going to teach you how to be choletz lifnei Hashem, to remove yourself from any nigiut that it should be totally lifnei Hashem. The avar nachem kol halutz. Yes, you're going to go fight the war of the Yarden lifnei Hashem. Keeps on saying about it 7 times lifnei Hashem, because that's the whole key. Lifnei Hashem, lifnei. Moshe Rabbeinu giving him the rules. The key is to be lifnei Hashem. V'nichvesha ha'aretz lifnei Hashem. And then. V'ahar tashuvu, then you'll come back. V'hayta ha'aretz hazot lachem, then, not now. Moshe Rabbeinu, like you said, holds a student on Arei HaMadrega. What do you mean? Looking for easy way out? Wait, looking for Tevilin Shalyat? Tevilin Shalyat over here? Tevilin Shalyat, move away the yet? On the contrary, we're going to ask you to do something that Superman has to kind of get out of. But you can do it with Arei HaMadrega. I'm going to ask you at the same time, lifnei Hashem, to be in front of God, 100%, echalitzu, remove yourself from any negiot. And I'm going to also tell you that after you win this war and fight, you get this land. And don't even think about the land. That's a hard b'nega. So of course, b'nega and b'nei Reuven, they comes out according to the, and they did it, okay. If that's the case, what happens when they get over there, Uven? They say, okay, Baruch Abba, we accept it. Now that's why, if you look at B'nai Gazbedu's answer, his amazing answer, their answer is, unbelievable story at Abu Taib. Correct. So if you look at the Pasuk over here, when they respond, look at the Paspedic Lamid Bet. Lev. Unbelievable Pasuk here, Rabotai. Now, there might be a mistake in some of the Humashim over here. Nahnu na'abur halusin. Now, it should say anahnu. Some of the Humashim have the Aleph there. Mine is missing in the Aleph. Tomorrow, when the Azan says nahnu, don't correct the Azan. I'm joking around. The Harav ben Ephraim Amar Shapasuk Haser Aleph. That it should really say instead of Rakot Arukot, that she had long, nice, long eyes. I'm reading the Bebe Ezra. V'omer Harav ben Ephraim Shapasuk Haser Aleph. V'ani Omer Shu Haser Aleph. Instead of Ben Ephraim, Ben Parim, take the Aleph. He said the Pasuk Haser Aleph, V'ani Omer Shu Haser Aleph. He gave him a zing. That's Ibn Ezra. Anyway, by the way, what were they counting their letters? Nahnu na'abur alutsin. They can say anahnu. No. The pasuk hasir alif. You know what they were saying? What the Hadusharim said by the war of Midian. Yihalitsu me'ittechen. You have to remove yourself from the equation. What's the self? The Aleph. The Aleph is the self. So they came along and said, Hasid Aleph, we're removing ourselves. Not Ana. Na'nu. And as a result, Na'avor Halutzim will be able to become Halutz to remove ourselves. And as a result, Lifnei Hashem. We can be Lifnei Hashem like you said, Moshe. Hi, Madrigat Tzadikim. And that's what the Gemara means when it said in Yibamot, when it said, leave your house. We said over there, okay, halitzu, take off the shoe, remove the stones from the house, and remove yourself from your house. Remove yourself, that means remove yourself from any personal things. Like the Rambam said, you can't think about your wife, you can't think about that. Remove yourself from all the mundane things of the home, of the physical, and put your kabbanah. And so therefore, our parasha actually is connected, the beginning and the end. The beginning of the end is Moshe Rabbeinu putting it into practice by Midian, and then demanding of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. They tried to bypass the test. They probably, give us the land now. Kibah. It's ours. That's too easy. That's first grade. First grade, kibah. Not ready in high school. Not ready in college. High level. All the high level is make it tonight. If you fight, you get it. We're going to be thinking about the land. Lift that Hashem. Arambam. Overcome yourself. And they came along and they accepted the challenge. Nahnu na'avor halutzim. Nahnu, no more Aleph, will be halutzim. We're going to be removed. And as a result, it will be Lifnei Hashem. Rabotai, the lesson over here is, even though we're not on this, obviously we're not on this Madrega.
Even the Gemara saying that don't ask for this,
I'm the first one to tell you. It's a Sidur, it's a Gemara, Yetir Ne'eman, everywhere it says it. Do not ask for tests. I'm not saying ask for tests. Hazar Baruch. But, Babotah, we all live in a physical world, by the way. We also live not only in the world of Lehara, where we deprive ourselves of things, but we live in the world of Ne'etiv. By the way, we're all wearing clothes, everybody has a car. All there is, at least to a certain degree, maybe not 100% the Shem Shemayim, but to a certain degree, even the inyanim of Lehetiv, we have to make the Lehetiv to the Shem Shemayim as well. Even the things that are physical, I'm not going to tell you that I'm driving my car 100% so I can take people who need lifts. I'm not on that level. Nor, by the way, am I saying I'm only drinking this coffee because it's going to give me strength to learn Torah. Who are you kidding? But it's not if. Also, that's what Erlang used to tell us. Why are you drinking the coffee? Because you like the coffee. That's it. Don't even kid yourself. But you know what? Besides that, you should also have an extra kavanah. Also, I have strength. At least do something. Right. Which means, just because we can't be 100% the Shem Shemayim, that doesn't mean we should be 0% the Shem Shemayim.
All or nothing.
It's not all or nothing. The tzaddikim are able to do the physical things, and they're 100% the Shem Shemayim. Fine. We're not that. So then we should be 0? Lefa'ot, before you go to sleep at night, like Rav Miller said, healthy body, healthy soul, so I can wake up tomorrow to serve Hashem. And also I'm tired also, for sure. And I'm also... So you can make it siruf, or maybe siruf kucha birichu. Now, by the way, now consider this the cherry. Again, my contract does not demand me to give a cherry either, but I'm going to give you a cherry on the cake now. Which day of the week do we take the physical? We take the physical